Yeah.
And that bitch said, oh, yeah. Hey. And that bitch said, oh, yeah. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 149. Coming back to you on the airwaves on a beautiful cloudy day, as usual. And I think it's beautiful, amazing, spectacular, glorious, tremendous that you guys have actually, or not, I'm not going to, not actually, because you guys do this every time. Man, you guys have been enjoying my YouTube channel recently, and I have to give you guys your kudos because Jesus Christ, my thing has always been, it's always been kind of difficult for me to, put myself directly out there, not because of any fear, but it's just like I never knew what angle I wanted to attack from. Like, I always knew how to do so. I just never knew like what weapon I was going to be choosing. And I've always touted myself as somebody that knows how to do a lot of different things. So I never like specifically catered to like one topic, but the umbrella overall is always going to be behavior. It's how you breathe, it's how you wake up, it's how you go to sleep, you know, from like not a creepy perspective, like analyzing people and then telling them what I think without them like warranting that. I mean, when like in like media today, when you notice that somebody is doing something kind of alarming, and the general public may or may not be catching on to that, that's what I'm talking about. And I think that's, you know, probably one of the most fun things that I can do with my spare time, like this whole Kendrick Lamar Drake situation. I think this is fantastic to just sit back and diagnose what everybody's thought process is. And the overarching thing I keep coming back to is, like, as far as behavior is concerned from all parties involved, from Metro Boomin to Rick Ross to Kanye West, it's like being surprised with how some of these artists are deciding to move is just nuts. It's interesting to me. That's all I'm saying. Especially with Metro, because Metro is also, he's always been that person that kind of, well, you know, he's the producer, you don't really get to hear him say much anyway, but he's always been that kind of guy that, you know, would choose to just keep his head down and work hard and do everything that it takes to get to where he wants to go because he's got places to be. I like that a lot. So you never really hear a lot about him, but that kind of goes for all of the other producers too, but, you know, granted, being a producer, there is like a level of, what's the word I'm looking for? Being a producer, there's a level of like reserved, there's a certain amount of like reserve that they have within themselves. Cause, you know, like, think about it, like, you have to make, it's not really something that, I mean, you can say the same thing with rapping too, I guess, but with, you know, producing specifically, like, you're making these beats by yourself, you're listening to it by yourself, you're critiquing yourself, and then you let other people listen to it, and then that's how you, you know, figure out what you can, improve upon. So when Metro in this whole situation is actually, like, really funny to me, because I never would have guessed that him and Drake didn't like each other, again, because, like, you don't hear Metro talk. Drake tells you how Drake feels about everything is like literally written all over his face. Absolutely everything he's done so far has not been surprising, not even a little bit. From even like the Tupac thing, like I that just doesn't, you know, doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't sit right with anybody. I thought that was the corniest shit of 2024 so far, and I really thought for a second, I'm like, okay, Drake, like, I thought he took the lead with that one diss track he made. I still think Like That is better, but that was a powerful response. That was like back when he dropped Back to Back for Meek Mill. It's the same caliber. Nobody on earth, or no like fan of his, knew that bro had a kid, and especially nobody knew that he had a kid with a porn star. I still don't know who that woman is, by the way. I don't, you know, it's not really my business. I don't really give a fuck to know. the behavior of how, like, just how he's deciding to move and deciding to just handle all of these situations that are coming up in front of him, coming all over his face. Whoa, pause. No Diddy. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Like, for another example that I have to give is Drake is, you know, a powerful person. That's very true. Just like another person that is, okay, here we go. So someone that's actually, that is surprising to me, that has been demonstrating a lot of, weird, inconsistent behavior the past, like, I'd say, the past couple months, like, past, like, 8 months is Lizzo. Lizzo being weird doesn't make any sense to me because she was, again, like, we've covered all this before. She was touted as one of the, a beacon of hope, a role model, a positive figure for, like, black, black women and, big, beautiful women. And, she has a very powerful voice and her music isn't bad. And, like, she's pretty and all of these things. Like, she was represented and we gave her, like, that same, society or, like, whoever the fuck runs, like, celebrities and that whole weirdo cabal that they have in Hollywood. They put her on such a high pedestal, like, rightfully so, because there was a voice for black women, sure, but a voice for, like, bigger girls that, feel uncomfortable in their skin. You have Lizzo, who's a bigger girl that decides to, like, wear whatever the fuck she wants and eat whatever the fuck she wants. And, like, she's still, a highly functioning person that has a lot of respect and a lot of people would consider her pretty. Like, that's just how that is. That's very cool. Now, her willing to throw that away or subconsciously throw that away is interesting to me because of how hard I would imagine it took her to get to where she had to be. For example, Lizzo, when she was first introduced to, like, the musical scene, was I think her first song that I heard, I'd have to look it up, but it was very good. And I'm not gonna say I was a fan, but just like how she was being rolled out was perfect. Like, the message was very clear the first time you seen her. It's like, okay. So that's what she represents. That's very cool. My boy called all of this a long time ago. He never liked Lizzo. He never liked her. And this is something that he said. She had, like, a certain level of arrogance to her. And I'm like, bullshit. It's not arrogance. She's just, like, she's finally getting the flowers that she deserves. I don't think it's anything to do with, like, her being better than anybody. I think it has a lot to do with, like, she's finally been giving, like, the recognition that she's been, trying to cultivate for her whole career. And with this news coming out about her, about making people, touch other people for her pleasure or, like, for some, some weird, creepy Diddy reason, it makes me think. It's like, huh, what was he seeing that I wasn't? And I kind of, like, snapped on myself and I was thinking to myself, I think I was looking too much into what Lizzo represented versus who she actually was. And I'm not really huge. I'm not really big into, celebrity lifestyles and, what they decide to do with their time, what they eat, who they fuck, whatever. I could care less about that. But when something, good, bad, or indifferent happens, that makes waves, I like to pay attention to it because I like to analyze exactly how that went down. And another person that's actually it came up that they're, also doing some very questionable things as Meg Thee Stallion. Now, this is crazy because I'm a huge Meg fan. Very big. Seen her live, fainted. Absolutely stunning. That's a amazing looking woman. And I can say, before I even go into detail, like, the answer is yes. I am wildly, like, foaming at the mouth attracted to Meg Thee Stallion. Yes, I am. Now, with that being the case, she is being sued currently because she asked an assistant of hers to record her having sex in a moving vehicle. I think I should just preface this by saying, by now, I think all of us should just agree and come to terms with the fact that Hollywood is full of a bunch of like bloodthirsty beasts. There are not a lot of hunters left in Yharnam, and it makes perfect sense that people with power and money, and like disposable money at that, and you know, big profiles, get their middlemen or people that are lower than their middlemen, heaven forbid, to do and, you know, possibly partake in like sexual deviancy. Like that's just how that's just what fucking happens when you're in the business. That part is not a surprise. What's a surprise though is that Meg told somebody to do this. This I don't understand. Meg has been pretty transparent, you know, with who she is. She's, you know, we all know she's amazing woman, great talent, got her degree, you know, hard worker. These are things that we already know. But when it comes to something like this, there's not a lot of detail on it yet, because all we know is that she asked or she demanded, you know, because this is the difference between ask and demand. If I'm asking you to do something, like, can you give me that water? You have the choice to not give me that. Hand me that water. You don't have, I am demanding, I'm ordering you to give me that water. I don't have to say it. Give me the water, please. Give, meaning that you have to give me that thing. That thing that I want over there, I'm pointing to it, I'm telling you I want it, give it to me. I don't have to ask you. I'm telling you to give it to me by using the word give, not can. So I'm going to assume that she used give or no like prompting word or no like word indicating that this person had a choice. Record or I don't know, however, you know, she be talking hella fast. Can you record me sucking this nigga dick? Like something crazy like that. I don't fucking know. But something along those lines, and it happened. I'm just saying, I would have happily recorded that. But that's just me. That doesn't make it less wrong though. So because she's getting charges pressed on her. The behavior part of this is I want to see in the developing weeks what happens, how the media is going to handle it, and what is Meg going to do as a response. Because when all of this stuff came out about Lizzo, her immediate response was to flail and deny, which is horrible. And you would think, or I would think, that somebody with the amount of pull that Lizzo had in Hollywood and like everywhere else, and you know, I would think that her PR team would be smart enough to tell her that, you know, if allegations are being made against you and they're sexual, you probably shouldn't fucking say anything until we make a statement for you to post, or until we make a statement for you to read off of like a piece of paper, and then you can go from there. Don't do anything without us knowing. She was extremely crass with how she handled that situation. Meg, though, again, somebody that I would assume has a lot of pull and a good PR team, so far hasn't said anything about these allegations, or hasn't said anything about the situation. I don't think it's an allegation anymore. I don't really know how this works, but allegedly, yeah, that is what happened. But she's being sued, so it's a little harder. It's a little bigger than an allegation. But there are no charges being, you know, we don't know shit yet. There's nothing's happening. There are no charges that are being, you know, passed down yet. It's still all up for the game. Everybody right now is getting all of their ducks in a row. But the tricky thing about this situation, again, comes back to how Meg is going to handle this situation, because she's been very transparent with her sexuality. Lizzo wasn't necessarily doing all that, which is another reason why the court of public opinion was so hard on her. Meg, you know, rapping about what she raps about and making the music of her, like, you know, of her caliber and all that stuff, it doesn't degrade how good the music is or how bad it is. It's just like, you know, it just does add to the recent behavior that has been shown. It's going to be interesting to see how people are going to handle this situation compared to Lizzo. Personally, I think that both of these situations are wrong fundamentally. Like, you should, at the end of the day, you just shouldn't be making people do things that they don't want to do. I don't know how many times I have to fucking say that. You can be a man, woman, a capybara, a fucking camera, an attack helicopter. It doesn't matter, bro. if I'm telling you no, I don't want to participate in your weirdo sex fantasy, no, I'm good. Or I don't, or it doesn't even have to be that serious. Like, no, I don't want to give you the bottle of lotion. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to hand you a condom. I'm not going to hold the camera. I'm not going to be in the same room with you fornicating somebody in it. I'm not going to feed you while you're fornicating somebody. I'm not going to suck that woman's titty. I'm not going to do it. These are things that I am allowed as a human being that pays their own bills and stands up for themselves and has a job and has a brain and has like their own way of life, has free will. I'm not going to do that. I don't have to do that. You are not going to subjugate me to something that I don't want to fucking do. It's, you know, it's not, this isn't the fucking 50s, or we're not on plantations anymore. If last time I fucking checked, slavery has been gone for a long time, at least physically. The situation doesn't help me anymore either, because like there is going to be clear bias between the two situations. Because again, Meg is seen as like a world, like I think it, we can all, it's okay, like, because again, this is just for the sake of conversation. We're not picking sides. For the sake of conversation, Meg Thee Stallion is a like universally beautiful woman. Like that is, that's just the truth. Like that's not new information. That's not something that we all have to, well, no. Especially when given like the choice between Lizzo and Meg, it's like Meg just washes. So that's why I kind of think the court of public opinion, especially like, because Twitter does not count as the court of public opinion. It counts as like a section of it, but it's not everything. You know, including all of that, I think that, you know, most of her fans and everybody and all that dumb shit are going to side with her because, one, you know, she's beautiful. And two, the argument is going to be like, oh, well, why didn't, you know, what people usually say when they're sticking up for someone, why didn't you come out sooner? What made you want to say it now? Why are you suing her now? Does she not duke you enough? Like, is it a money grab? Or are you like genuinely done with how she's treating you? And if you are suing her, were you using this as some sort of blackmail, or did you keep it to yourself, or are there more things that you would like to expose about Meg, or is this, or better yet, are you the person that's going to come out, that's going to like unleash the floodgates on possibly more things that she's done in the past that haven't been reported on? These are all things that are going to be coming in question. And before I keep going on that, I want to also say really quick, because I never made a video about Lizzo. So what ended up happening was, yeah, she flailed. She tried to get the case, her legal team tried to get the case thrown out. It failed. They tried again. It failed again. Now there's a court date. So we're dealing with somebody here by the way, so far, Meg has handled this situation a lot better than Lizzo did, because Lizzo's immediate response when these things came out was to say that she didn't do it. You know, that's not necessarily a good thing, especially if there are multiple people coming out against you. I think the best thing to do is just to stay silent, get all your ducks in a row, make sure you're talking to everybody that's a part of your team, right? Because that's also important. You can't just go in blind. If you're paying people to actually help you for times like this, like what is being done at this very minute, I think you should utilize that more often than not. She didn't do that. And that's, you know, this is a big reason why she is where she is right now. Meg, on the other hand, hasn't said fucking anything. I don't even know if she's posting on Instagram right now. Let's see. Ooh, we get to go on Meg's Instagram for free. Let's go. Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, she did post something. Okay. We're just doing a little bit of research. She posted her tour dates 3 hours ago. She's coming to California. Look at me. She's coming to San Francisco, the Chase Center. Ooh. But this is what I mean, right? Like, you can't. I am a fan. I've seen her before. Like I'm saying all of this. I'm not, when I speak on things like behavior and stuff like that, I'm doing it without bias, because I'm making it very clear that I am a fucking fan of her. I am attracted to her. I think she's fantastic, but that doesn't make what she's doing less fucking serious. I think it's a horrible thing if it is true, because it's just wrong, you know. And Meg would kind of, she seems like she came from Texas. She's from Texas. Texas. Like, you would imagine that somebody from Texas would like have a little bit more hot, you know, better manners, hospitality with like how they treat people. You know, people in the South just have better manners. That's not a you know, I've been to the South a couple times. I'm born and raised in California. I've been to the South a few times. They have the manners over there are just so good. Like, people are polite. People like genuinely care about your well-being. So that's another reason why this is super confusing. I don't know where the fuck Lizzo is from. She can be from Houston also, from all I know. But it doesn't, you know, wherever they're from, it doesn't matter. The situation is still fucking disgusting, and it's going to need a situation, or it's going to need a resolve. I think, but like for the conclusion, I think worst case scenario, more things come out about Meg, and there has to be maybe like not a big old like court thing where she's got us, you know. Oh, but can you imagine Meg in a fucking suit, in like a dress suit with heels and shades, just walking up some court stairs? Woo, wow, that'd be fucking nuts. Anyway, it's been a crazy full moon. Let me like get a breath here. Okay. But I don't think it's gonna have to come to that. Most likely, what's gonna happen is she's gonna get sued. She might settle. And then that might be the end of the story. But we're going to have to just wait and see. And I'm also waiting and seeing what's going to happen with Lizzo, because apparently there's a court date on her. And I really want to pay attention to that, because, again, she's handled this whole situation horribly. Terrible. It's like what not to do when somebody is accusing you of being fucking weird. She did everything that you're not supposed to do so far. I think the best part of her game right now is currently just, you know, shutting the fuck up. Her saying that she was going to quit music because people are making fun of you. It's like, and then that's like another level of like oblivion. Like, how unself-aware are you for you to just say something like that? Are you serious? You think that people are making fun of you for free? If it's just fat jokes, like if it's just people saying like, oh, you're fat, fucking fat bitch, like stupid things like that. She's been called that her whole life. I'd imagine she can get over that fucking quick. People are they're saying things to you now that like hold weight. They make sense. Like, they're not saying it for no reason. They want an answer for what you did, and they don't have one because you're denying that you did it. And like, if you feel vindicated, like if you feel like you should be fighting this, whatever the fuck it is, like, then sure. But it's so far, it's not looking that good for you. So it didn't make any sense why you decided to jump out the window now. But, you know, I digress. We're going to just have to wait and see. Behavior. It's everything. It's how you walk. It's how you talk. It's how you read. It's how you write. It's how you eat. And it's how you sleep. Pay attention to how people treat you. And you pay attention to how you treat other people. And you will live a better life. Because everybody deserves to be treated with respect. And behaviors, good and bad, should always be double checked, looked at, and improved upon. Not all crazy, you know, no, don't make it your whole life, but I'm just saying, like, if you want to do a little introspection, it's like, maybe I shouldn't have said anything there, or maybe I should apologize, or maybe that person owes me an apology, or, you know, things like that. Just be kind, okay? For fuck's sake, I don't know. just be genuine. Just be cool. God damn, you motherfuckers are getting away with murder out here because you have things that you like, money, power, you know, readily available sex, like you can do it whenever. So you just feel like you can just put people through weirdo shit. So here's another thing before I go. Somebody that has had absolutely no problem whatsoever with getting women to do fucking whatever, or like his sexual partners to do fucking whatever, is Playboi Carti. I don't think there's ever been a point in time where he didn't get something or was a part of like anything like weird cabal-y. Again, that's all up for, I don't know his life. I'm just talking about like somebody that you would kind of assume. It's like, oh, well, if he like roofied a bitch in 2012, I'd feel it and he should be thrown in jail for that. But I assume that he hasn't done that. You know, he's got 3 Ruby Rose clones in his car with the stars on the roof doing fucking splits and shit. And then in one of his music videos before he got huge, he was getting head in a car. Like, those are all signs of somebody that just has absolutely no problem conveying what they want to people. And if they want to give it to him, then they do. There's a way, you can do this. Anytime I'm looking for like a sexual partner, or I'm looking for like, if I want to, like if there's a fucking girl I'm trying to dig the fuck out or something, I'm not going to be weird about it. I'm just going to just give my demand, or like, first of all, make sure that they're into me, and then like go from there. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then it's not going to kill me. It just does. You live and let die. But again, I haven't really had any issues with that either. But it's going to be interesting to see. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Hold on, let me do that again. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 149. You are now listening to the Purple Room Recordings on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and anywhere else you get your podcast. You can find us here on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, for all of your podcasting needs. Don't forget to bring an umbrella, because it's always raining, and we always got something new and fresh to talk about. I'll see you guys next time. Let's rain.